This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. At the 30, 35, 40, midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown. Patriot running back, Shane Berry.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. Picks up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Pow! Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome, everybody, inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. This is the Xbox One postgame show. Scott Sudikoff here filling in for Mark Bertrand. This is the second time that I've done this season. Those that you probably remember the first time I was here filling in for Mark, that was that Saints game with a pretty improbable comeback for the Patriots, driving late to beat the Saints. Well, it happened again. I'm 2 for 2 on incredible comebacks. The Patriots scoring a touchdown late, recovering an onside kick, driving to score again. Browns miss a 58-yard field goal, Billy Cundiff, and the Patriots win. That is probably half the story, not even half the story of the game today. That's how it ends. The Patriots trailed 19-3 to the Bengals here today. To the Browns here today. And come back for the 27-26 victory to go to 10-3 on the season. They do clinch a playoff spot. They did not clinch the AFC East because Miami beat Pittsburgh today. So the Dolphins are still in the hunt, technically, for the AFC East. And so that makes their matchup next week a little bit more interesting, actually, for the Patriots and Dolphins. But obviously a lot to talk about, and I'm sure most people will be calling in to talk about what occurred earlier in the game with Rob Gronkowski. Not looking good. We'll just go ahead and say that. Obviously, a right leg injury, whether it's the knee or the leg in general. We will find out tomorrow with an MRI. But the Patriots get a victory today. They're 10-3. But I guess the bigger story will be the health of Rob Gronkowski. But also, you can look at positives in the sense that, I don't know, how does this team continue to do things like this? Yeah, they may have gotten helped out by a pass interference call in the end zone, but I don't think Patriots fans are going to be too upset about that because they'll think back to Carolina and the non-pass interference call on Luke Kuechly. So there's that to talk about, the injuries and just the overall... I mean, the Patriots did not play well at all today, and they still win. So is that a good thing? Or, I mean, it's a bad thing they play badly. It's a good thing, though, they still come out somehow and win the game. This is the Xbox One postgame show. 855-PATS-500 is the number to call. webradio@patriots.com if you want to email into the show. You can also find me on Twitter at Sudikoff, S-U-D-I-K-O-F-F, and I'll try to read some tweets and emails. We have plenty of emails that have already filtered in to the inbox and try to pinpoint some of them here. Obviously, when the injury happened to Rob Gronkowski, people were have an email here from Brett, and he says, is it safe to say Gronk has joined the likes of Bo Jackson, Cam Neely, and Mark Bavaro as elite players whose career trajectories were influenced by devastating injuries? It's possible. Obviously, we're going to wait to see what the results of the injury are tomorrow. You can hold out for it to be not as serious as possible, but obviously the MRI to confirm that tomorrow. We have a report from Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports 1. He's saying a torn ACL. This might sound stupid, but if it's just a torn ACL and that's it, I mean, I feel like it could be a lot worse than that, but obviously that knocks him out for the season. And then puts him in line, hopefully, to try to make a return somewhat early next year. So that's Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports 1 saying Gronkowski, a torn ACL, MRI tomorrow to confirm. 855-PATS-500, the number to call. Web radio at patriots.com. Xbox One postgame show. Have an email. This came about 4:20, so this is half an hour ago. It came from Rocco in Ireland. The subject, pathetic. I have no words for today. Simply awful. Need to take a hard look at ourselves after that. Why do we start so slowly? Still, I mean, valid point. Very valid point. And I mean, every week, it's the same story in the first half. On to next week, I suppose. The next email in the inbox came 18 minutes later from Rocco. I may have been quick to judge in my last email, but I will stand by it. We were awful in the first half, but oh my God, what a finish. And I think a lot of Patriots fans have the same thoughts, is that you're happy to win, you're not happy with the way that the Patriots win the game. And Rocco in Ireland sort of the shows that off right there with a couple of back-to-back emails. Also have Donnie from New Hampshire. And he said, what the hell are the referees drinking? Wow, what a game. It sucks about Gronk, but it's time for the other players to step up. Last week I said it was going to be a bumpy ride. Well, that bumpy ride has turned into a roller coaster. Close win by the Patriots, and congratulations to Mark for becoming a father. That's also good to point out that Mark Bertrand is not in the house today. Is he and his wife, their first child, I think it was Friday or yesterday. So congratulations to the Bertrand family. And also an email from Connor Spencer. We're goddamn ridiculous. That was pretty much the email. And I have to kind of just agree with that. Just amazing how this game went. And the Patriots come out with the victory 27-26. Bill Belichick is talking to the media right now. He is telling them that Gronkowski was taken to the hospital and is still there for evaluations. Now, is that the hospital right here at Patriot Place? Is that, we don't know for sure, but very possible that he just...
Either there or Mass General, one or the other.
Yeah, all right. So, that is the situation with Rob Gronkowski, as that is the major injury, really the only injury, I believe, that came out of the game today. And that will lead us into our next segment we like to do every time. The good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
So I'll start off with the good, as it says, the good, the bad, and the injured. And Shane Vereen, 12 receptions, 153 yards today, and he had one drive where it was all him, a 72-yard touchdown drive for the Patriots in the third quarter, and it was all Shane Vereen as the first play, I believe, about a 50-yard reception and run. Then he had a short catch, and then later on in the drive, or the third play of the drive, he ran it in. It was Vereen, 50 yards on a catch, and then 16 yards, another catch, and then up the middle for 6 yards for a touchdown. So Shane Vereen, the overall numbers, great for him. Obviously, picking up some slack that left behind with Rob Gronkowski leaving the game. And again, Shane Vereen, 12 receptions for 153 yards. He had 17 targets today and made 12 catches. And also on the ground, only 3 carries, 9 yards, but mentioned he did have the touchdown. Looking at some of the numbers positively for the Patriots, again, they get outgained in the game, 494 to 484, so I guess that's not good in a sense, but it was a much larger gap at a certain point in this game, especially in the first half where the Patriots struggled. I mean, it's crazy to say, but in a victory 27-26, there's more bad to pick through. In that first half, wide receivers dropping the ball left and right. Tom Brady threw an interception. The Patriots, I believe it was 5 drops in the first half. The Browns were absolutely controlling the ball. About 20 minutes to 10 minutes was the Browns' time of possession in that first half of play. The Patriots had 3 plays in Cleveland territory in the first half. It was 6-0 at halftime, so the Browns weren't tearing it up either. They were just doing what they had to do to run the clock, control the football. They had to settle for a pair of field goals. And the Patriots, the last four games in the first half, have only scored 10 points. So slow starts are maybe an understatement for the Patriots right now. They're barely moving at all in the first half. 10 first-half points in the last four games. Of course, that has, in the second half, the Patriots have made up for things today. 27 points in the second half. And over the last four games, not including today, the Patriots in the third quarter have outscored opponents 62-28. Also, I mean, looking at the defense against Josh Gordon today, that was not too pretty. Do have to give Josh Gordon a lot of credit. He's a very, very talented wide receiver, but Aqib Talib and the rest of the secondary for the Patriots seemed very lost on him. Gordon had an 80-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter. I think it was just really a quick slant. He caught it over the middle and outraced everybody into the end zone. Defense late also couldn't stop the Browns on that fourth quarter drive where the Browns went up 26-14 on a Jordan Cameron 4-yard touchdown reception. Obviously, 2 minutes 43 seconds ended up being too much time for the Browns to leave on the clock for the Patriots. But again, in a 27-26 win for New England here today, more bad, more negative than positive, but you get the victory. And then mention the injury to Rob Gronkowski, and that is the injured part of the good, the bad, and the injured is Gronkowski. TJ Ward with the hit for Cleveland, and Twitter was going crazy, still probably is going crazy about it. My opinion, not a dirty hit, it was a legal hit. You're allowed to take out the legs of a player with the ball, and I think in the end it's just bad luck that it happened to be right on the knee while Gronkowski was planting his foot. So his foot planted, knee, and if you've seen the pictures, you know it doesn't look too pretty. But again, seemed to be completely legal, nothing dirty. Did see Ward when Gronkowski was being carted off, went over and shook his hand. Also, it was a great shot of Belichick just staring a hole through him as he walked by, though. Belichick might go back, look at the video, and deem the same thing that I say, just a bad luck type of play on a clean hit. He may or may not. But I think at the time, he just looking at TJ Ward and saying, you just hurt one of my players and I'm not very happy with you. That's the sort of the description of that picture that's floating around on the social networks. Also coming up on the Xbox One post-game show, we'll have a special guest. I believe we'll be joined by Nate Solder, and have to talk to him about how things went in this game. As also the phone lines are starting to light up here, 855-PATS-500. And again, the email address, webradio@patriots.com. And wow, since the last time I updated the email about 5 minutes ago, just a bunch more have piled in. Dave from Lancaster, California just says, wow, that's all I got. I have another one from Daniel in Spain. Said that was one of the most epic comebacks ever. But when all this euphoria goes down, we really need to be very critical with how the team played until the final 2 minutes. You know, obviously the defense struggled to get pressure on Campbell, no turnovers, and offensively, you know, you have the Gronk injury, but first half offensively Patriots didn't really do much. As I said, only 3 plays in the Cleveland territory in the first half of play, had 5 drops by the receivers. Brady threw an interception. Steven Gostkowski, though, another 50-plus yard kick today. And for him, in his career, the 5th 50-plus yard field goal of the season, 5th 50-plus yard field goal of the season for Gostkowski. And at the time, that made it 19-14 Cleveland. So that was a big kick at an important time as well for the Patriots as they come back and beat Cleveland today, 27-26. And the Patriots now 10-3 on the season. They did clinch a playoff spot with the victory today. They did not clinch the AFC East with Miami beating Pittsburgh. 34-28 was the final in that one. The Ravens beat the Vikings today in what was a crazy ending in that one. think it was four touchdowns in the final minute 30, just went back and forth. And the Ravens finally with the last punch to win that game. So they, both the Ravens and the Dolphins are now 7-6, tied for that final playoff spot, but the Ravens have the tiebreaker right now. So the Ravens right now, the final playoff team in the AFC. Patriots were in danger of falling out of the second seed as well if they were to lose this game, with Cincinnati beating Indianapolis. So obviously a win is important always, but just very important win here today to come back and win the way they did to keep a hold on that number two spot in the AFC playoffs. Another email, webradio@patriots.com. It's coming from Germany, from Stefan. It says, the good beats me. The Pats didn't play good at all. The win must have been divine intervention. The bad, the entire team. The Pats were pathetic and got lucky in the end. The ugly, the Gronk injury. Let's hope the preliminary reports of a torn ACL turn out to be untrue. That's a tongue twister. Let's hope for just a sprained knee. Sprained knee, yeah, that would be pretty great. But as we mentioned, the report already from Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports 1 saying Gronkowski a torn ACL, but MRI to confirm tomorrow. Of course, that's just one report as of now. 855-PATS-500. We're waiting to be joined by Nate Solder at some point here on the Xbox One post-game show. But I think we'll go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Go to the Ace Ticket Hotline right now. We'll talk to Al in New Jersey. What's going on, Al?
Hey, Scott. You know, 10-3, everything is good. You know, right now the Titans are leading, I think, the Broncos 14-10. So, you know, Gronkowski, you know, a lot more hits like that, 200-plus pounds going at your leg, you're going to see a lot more of those injuries because you can't hit high. So that's going to happen there. You know, in Pereiro, he made the comment, it's not pass interference.
Right.
Who cares? Who cares what the officials say? It's not as though they're getting it 100% right. I mean, let's talk about the Jets game, the Carolina game. So who cares what he says?
Yeah.
And, Scott, yep. when you talk about the exciting games, which do you think was more exciting, the Broncos comeback or this comeback?
You know, it's funny because when I sat down to do the show, I was focusing on the Saints game that I was here for as well and that comeback, and really just overlooked the Broncos comeback when I was, you know, thinking to myself. But I think this one today more improbable than that one. And Al, I'm gonna put you on hold just for a second, okay? Because we have Nate Solder waiting for us on the other line, so we'll hold on to Al, and we'll head back on the phone line and talking the Patriots locker room, being joined by Nate Solder. And Nate, first of all, congratulations on the win. Sort of just a crazy last couple of minutes for your team.
Thanks a lot. It was a great win for the whole team.
Now, let's go back earlier in the game, and obviously seeing a teammate go down with an injury like that. What's said on the sideline just to get refocused after seeing a player go out, you know, carted off, especially a guy like Rob Gronkowski? What's the message on the sideline to keep the team focused?
You know, I don't know anything about what his deal is. We just kept playing. We always do. Same as we always do.
Now, the team had some struggles offensively in the first half, and then things started to come together in the second half. Was there anything at halftime that specifically that you knew as a team had to change offensively?
Not that I'm aware of. I think that we just kept with our plan, and things started working a little bit better.
And now this is three pretty incredible comebacks here at Gillette Stadium. Obviously, as a team, you'd much rather have the lead at the beginning of games and not have to make comebacks. But is this also a confidence boost, though, for you guys to know that really, no matter what, you guys have the capability of winning a game in any situation?
Well, we're just trying to make it interesting for the fans, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, you know, we want to keep working to get better, and this isn't how we necessarily always want to win, but we're glad that we did win.
Yeah, you keep it interesting for the fans, although some of them decide to still leave. I don't know what they're thinking to ever leave Gillette Stadium when the game is still in doubt. That's I know as a team, though, you don't worry about, you know, fans leaving the stadium, just you play the game, right?
Yep, the ones that are there, we're happy for, yep.
And Tom Brady, I mean, you've only been here for a couple of years. You haven't been for all of Tom Brady's tenure, obviously, but I mean, I believe he now has 46 fourth quarter comebacks. It just seems as if things get easier for him in those situations, like as if they slow down.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I don't know.
All right, Nate. Well, thanks so much for joining us from the locker room. Go enjoy the win with your teammates.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Nate Solder for joining us in the locker room here on the Xbox One postgame show. The Patriots beating the Browns here today, 27-26. Let's go back to Al in New Jersey. We had to cut him off. Hey, Al. Welcome back.
Yeah. You know, one other thing, one last thing, as far as Gronk possibly being out for the rest of the season, you know, the Pats have gone through it before, so the next man up. And, you know, I look at it, even though there are a lot of, they haven't played that well in the first half, it seems as though they do come back. They do have second half greatness. And I'll leave you with this, Brady, 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 and Belichick, Belichick, Belichick. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Al. Yeah, I know. I like that ending. Brady, 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 Belichick, Belichick. You know, it's been the decree of Patriots fans for a while now, just in Belichick we trust, or in Brady we trust, or just with the two of them together, they seem to put it together. Patriots in the fourth quarter, the field goal, 50-yard field goal. Without that field goal for the Patriots, I know this is pretty obvious, but this comeback probably doesn't happen. Maybe it does, because again, the Patriots have had a knack for doing things like this. But Gostkowski, a 50-yard field goal with 5:48 remaining in the fourth quarter, got it to 19-14. The Browns answered back with an 8-play, 80-yard drive for a touchdown and go back up by 12. And then that led up to Julian Edelman's 2-yard touchdown reception and Danny Amendola, the 1-yard touchdown reception after the onside kick recovery, which was one of the closer onside kicks you'll ever see. I thought right off the bat when Gostkowski kicked it, he may have touched it. And then obviously he was sliding to try to get it about 1 yard shy of the 10-yard marker. And it looked as if he almost touched it again. So the Patriots got some pretty good luck there as well. That, you know, Gostkowski was trying to grab it, and luckily he didn't. And it bounced off a Browns player and kicked back, and the Patriots were able to recover it. So a little bit of luck. Patriots helped out by an off pass interference call in the end zone. May or may not have been the correct call, but again, Patriots fans aren't going to care too much, because they'll just look right back to what happened in Carolina, maybe what happened with the Jets game as well, that calls go both ways at times. So there are times when your team gets the short end of the stick, and sometimes the other team does. So it tends to even itself out sometimes as things go. Let's go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline here on the Xbox One post-game show. Let's talk to James in Ohio. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
First off, I want to say it was a great comeback. But in your opinion, where do the Patriots go at tight end with the injury to Gronkowski? Do you see him re-signing DJ Williams or what?
I mean, right now you're only option, correct me if I'm wrong, the only option now left at tight end is Matthew Mulligan, who ended up having a nice catch, a nice hurdling play later in the game. Oh, Manawa Nui has been out for the last several weeks. And you said DJ Williams, right? He was brought in. He was released. It wouldn't shock me if he's brought right back, because the Patriots...
No, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah, you bring in somebody, have him practice for a little bit, and he's the, you know, the best guy sitting there potentially that knows enough about the offense, but who knows why he, you know, maybe he was released because he wasn't picking it up. So it's really tough to tell what the Patriots could do at tight end. Yeah, I mean, you see Shane Vereen, not that Shane Vereen would go play tight end necessarily, but Vereen could pick up some of the slack and some of the spots that Gronkowski is in normally. I mean, you could see Mulligan out there just as a pass blocking or a blocking tight end. Honestly, right now, it's hard to really know. I mean, we'll find out tomorrow what Gronkowski's, what his outlook is. We may all assume that he's probably out for the rest of the season, but again, we will see with the MRI tomorrow. Thanks for the call, James.
Okay, thanks.
And now let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania here on the Xbox One post-game show. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Not bad.
it's very difficult to comment about the game today because I heard it on the radio, and it was quite ecstatic when they scored the second touchdown in a 2-minute time frame. But some comments, I thought that the defense must have played pretty good in the first half to only give up 6 points. The second thing I'd like to bring up is the Patriots are going away from the run. In the second quarter, they did have some success, and I guess one had averaged 5 yards per carry. The third comment, in regards to the challenges by both teams, it definitely seemed to the challenges went against the Patriots, and a lot of the I was listening to the Patriots radio, so every single call, every single challenge went against the Patriots, and I don't know if they were accurate calls or not because I didn't see them live. And the last comment, I would like to thank the Cleveland coaching staff for going for the 2-point conversion because that really kept us in the game in the long run. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joe, thank you. With the challenges, they all seem to be end up being the right call from the officials, and they go back when they went back and look at them. There was the a diving catch on the ground. There were different plays. They all went in the favor of the Browns, but they all seemed to be the right call. So that answers that. Hopefully, that answers your question. If you're listening on the radio and not totally sure by just listening and not getting the visual of the plays, it did seem as if the challenges were going against the Patriots, but they were the right calls. And Joe mentioned the 2-point conversion that the Browns went for. That was early in the third quarter. Yep, early in the third quarter. It was 12-0, 10:23 left. They go for a 2-point conversion. That's one of those plays where at that point they have a book, I guess, and they look at it and they say, this situation, you go for two. I would say a little early though, 10:23 to go in the third quarter, take the point. You know, and then you look at it and you space it out, so then it's 13th, you know, it would be potentially 27-14 late, one extra point. So one extra point, this game is tied, but that changes the whole situation of things anyways. If the Patriots were tied 27-27, they wouldn't have gone for the 2-point conversion at the end there. They would have just taken the point after to take a 1-point lead. So, I mean, yeah, you can look back at that and say, oh, the 2-point conversion failing for Cleveland helped the Patriots along here in this comeback, but it changes the whole, you know, dynamic of how things go, and it's hard just to say, you know, blame that for Cleveland's loss. I don't think you would. I think, you know, just that was what the book says, maybe early to do it, but they went for a 2-point conversion early in the third quarter, did not get it, and in the end, the Patriots win by 1 point. But again, as I just said, let's say that 1 point was on the board for Cincinnati. I keep calling Cleveland Cincinnati. I'm stuck in Ohio. Cleveland, the game would have been tied 27-27 on that last touchdown, and the Patriots would have just kicked the point after instead, and it would have been a 1-point game either way. So the Patriots would have won by 1 point either way. This is the Xbox One post-game show inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studio inside Gillette Stadium. 855-PATS-500 is the number to call. Webradio at patriots.com if you want to email in. Take a quick break and come back with more here on patriots.com.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metro. Bank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Xbox One post-game show. I'm Scott Sudikoff, filling in for Mark Bertrand here today. Patriots beat the Browns in comeback fashion 27-26, and using an onside kick late to recover the football and drive for the go-ahead touchdown. For the Patriots, the first onside kick as a franchise that they've recovered since January 1st, 1995, the wild card playoffs against Bill Belichick and the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland on January 1st, 1995. I believe Matt Barr was the kicker for the Patriots that day. And that was, of course, Bill Parcells, head coach for the Patriots, Bill Belichick for the Browns. So it has been 18 years, and you see the symmetry, the Browns involved in both, Bill Belichick involved in both. So 1995, the 94 season, the last time the Patriots recovered an onside kick. Obviously today it was crucial in getting the football back. That was the only way they were going to be able to do it. And they were able to drive down and get the game-winning touchdown, 27-26, the final score. 855-PATS-500 if you want to join us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can also email us at webradio@patriots.com. We'll go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline now, and let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, holy cow, these guys are going to give me a heart attack.
Yeah, a bunch of other people.
I'll tell you, my heart pressure for the last 3 weeks has been my doctor's like, what are you like, to my patch? He goes, it's like you're running a marathon. I said, they're killing me. They're winning. You know, I'll take it. We're 10-3. We got Baltimore. You know, it's going to be a tough game Sunday. You know, the injury to Gronk, I'm sure we're not going to hear anything till Wednesday. But, you know, when you get taken off on a card, that's not a good thing. Hopefully it's not, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, positive here. But, you know, I will say this. These guys, no matter what hits them, they just seem to be, you know, able to overcome it. You know, these slow starts have to stop. I mean, you know, Brady threw for what, like 300 yards in the second half of the game? We have to come out, you know, because we're definitely in the playoffs. So, you know, all right, and hopefully we'll be the number two seed, possibly the number one, which would be even better. But we have to have this 60-minute football throughout, you know, and that's a mantra that's been there since Belichick. You know, 60 minutes, guys. The slow starts they got to stop, because it's when it comes tournament time, you know, it's really going to hurt us.
Yeah, the Patriots, I think, last four games, just ten first-half points. And you would think it's going to come back and hurt them in a game. If they do that type of play in the playoffs, you would think against the better teams that eventually...
Yeah, it's eventually going to catch up to them and bite them. You know? And I'll add, you know, I hate to say it, but it'll probably like end in a sad way with like not getting the onside kick after, you know, scoring the... You know, a touchdown in a minute to bring it within three or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they're putting together pretty miraculous comebacks to win some of these games. So bounces one way or the other, could lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like you said, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, we scored that touchdown. I'm like, okay, here comes the onside kick. You know, 18 years, huh? The organization.
19 seasons, if you want to extend it even that further. 94 season.
You know what I mean? And then there was a minute left, and you know what? I'm not gonna, you know, say much about that call in the end zone, because we got jobbed on a call in the end zone. I'll leave it at that.
It evens out.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'll leave it at that. You know, maybe the football gods were smiling on us this week. You know what I mean? With that call.
Yeah. Sometimes, you make your own luck. You recover the onside kick. You make Boyce almost caught that ball anyways.
He ran a really good route. He ran a real good route, and he definitely had a couple steps on that guy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he did his job. He drew the flag. He didn't catch the ball, but he drew the flag. Okay, so, you know, hats off to Joy, to Josh there, you know, for the hustle play.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, like I said, you know, we'll put this one behind us. And, you know, the Ravens pulled off a kind of, I was kind of watching that game through the scoreboard, and that kind of ended weird, too. I mean,
I think weird is an understatement.
They ended up winning that game.
Yep, that thing went back
and
forth.
They're going to be fired up. You know, and all I can really say about the Ravens, I think, you know, we need to put these guys to bed. We owe them. We owe them for the last couple of years.
All right, Dave.
You know, so, all right, thanks, man. Good show.
Thanks for the call. Dave's actually getting ahead of himself. Miami is next week. Then the Ravens 2 weeks from today. But his point still stands. Although the Ravens and Dolphins right now are tied for that final playoff spot. The Ravens did beat the Dolphins head-to-head, so they have the tiebreaker. But Dolphins next week, then the Ravens. Also, we made a mention that it's possible, obviously, the Patriots could get the number one seed, and they are nearing halftime in Denver. The Broncos trail the Titans 21-10, but Broncos are at the Tennessee 8-yard line, so they have a chance. Oh, they just scored. So now they're going to be within 4, it looks like, in Denver heading to halftime. If the play stands, they are reviewing it, and they'll see. So it could be 21-17 Tennessee heading into halftime. So Tennessee trying to help out the Patriots. If the Broncos lose and fall to 10-3, Patriots 10-3, you know the Patriots beat the Broncos. Patriots would be the one seed. But obviously that still has a couple of quarters left to play. Back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. We'll talk to Andrew in Buffalo. What's going on, Andrew?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name again?
Scott Sudikoff.
Okay, yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah, the scoreboard says that we won. Honestly, me as a fan, I feel we lost, to be honest with you. And these are the type of games that always scare me in terms of, you know, teams who don't have anything really to play for the season, and that, you know, they're just showing heart. And the Browns is one of them, and, you know, they're a physical team. And we always struggle with physical teams. And I think the loss of Gronk was really the loss. That was us losing the game. And I think that is the trap. That is what I call that, the trap game, honestly. My heart pounding all through the game, you know, just hoping we don't have a significant injury, and showing up, it happens. And this is going to be a very significant blow for us in the playoffs. We're going to be in it, but I feel like this right here is pretty much the end of our season, losing Gronk. I mean, it's been proven from last year, and then losing that Super Bowl, you know, to the Giants. And, I mean, it's just really, you know, ridiculous. And I don't think Mulligan is a receiving tight end. I believe we're going to struggle at the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything is revolved around Gronk.
You put an interesting thought in my head, too, when you say once Gronkowski got hurt, they lost, even though obviously they won the game. How many fans, probably the vast majority, would trade maybe a loss today for him not getting hurt? But
I would trade two losses.
Right, yeah.
Maybe even three.
Yeah, I mean, because you could just get in the playoffs.
I would almost rather have, after seeing what he's meant to this offense, mm-hmm. and seeing the offense the first half of the year versus what it's been since he's come back and what all the other players have done since he's come back, I would argue that I'd rather the Patriots be the sixth seed, be on the road playing wild card weekend, and have him in the lineup than be the one seed without him.
Yeah,
and that's a strong statement, I understand. But after watching what's happened, I mean, that's the way that I feel.
I think Andrew would probably agree, right?
Yes, I totally agree. What's your name? The other gentleman talking?
That's producer extraordinaire Kevin.
Kevin, okay, yes, I'm still trying to get to know everybody. But yeah, thank y'all, you know, for taking my call. I'll be calling next week after the Miami game.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Andrew. 855-PATS-500, the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com if you want to email in as well. The Xbox One postgame show. Patriots beating Cleveland here today, 27-26. I've called them Cincinnati already two or three times today, so I apologize for that. Just getting my cities in Ohio mixed up. It's easily mixed up, I guess. Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns. But they beat the Browns today, 27-26. By the way, the Bengals beat the Colts today, 42-28. So the Bengals are 9-4. They're the 3 seed currently in the AFC. Bengals were hoping that the Browns would hold on today against the Patriots and let the Bengals leapfrog the Pats for that number 2 seed, but the Patriots holding on to that with the victory today. Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. Let's go to Muhammad in Pennsylvania. What's going on?
Hello?
You're on the air, Muhammad. What's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to say, man, that game was crazy. I mean, every time this season where they've been down, I just keep watching and hope something miraculous happens. And more often than not, it has happened. So I'm not complaining. 10-3.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You're ten and three. I mean, you don't accidentally go 10-3. You do get some breaks along the way. You get some breaks going against you. You have the Carolina game. You have the Jets game, where a lot of fans might look at those and say, "Oh, we should be 12-1." Yeah, but it goes the other way. Maybe, probably should have lost today. You probably, maybe should have lost to Denver. So it goes back and forth. So this team clearly is good enough to be where they are. The problem is when you get into the playoffs and things tighten up, as they always do, especially defensively, and you have lower scoring games for the most part, or you have bad weather, if you're without a guy like Rob Gronkowski, who Kevin says here, he said trade 3 losses. So he would take right now the Patriots being 7-6 if it meant Rob Gronkowski would be
I would rather
100% healthy.
I can't agree with that because, I mean, if they're playing at home, I think it's all about just one game. If you have a great game plan, you don't have Gronkowski, so you just put together a good game plan for that game.
I can't disagree with you more. If you almost lost to Cleveland at home today, how do you expect to beat a team that's far better than Cleveland? At home, on the road, at your high school, I don't care where you're playing.
It's tough, but I mean, you just got to believe in the team and the players we got.
Would you trade 1 loss for a 100% healthy Rob Gronkowski?
Oh yeah, I trade 1 loss.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want them playing on the road in the
That's
playoffs.
That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, you look at the injuries Patriots have had back in the day when they won the Super Bowls, but I mean, this is a different team. But and you look at, I mean, they did beat like the Falcons early on without Gronk, but the Falcons are much this year. So it's hard to say. I mean, I would obviously love to have him, but I don't know what they're going to do. Like, how are they going to replace him either?
Yeah, I mean, there's the thing.
They're not going to, not even close. They won't replace half of what he's done this year. That's why I'm making the point that I'm making.
Right. If Vereen can be there and Amendola's not hurt, then that's good. Because while Gronk was there, I know Vereen was hurt for a lot part of the season. And if the defense can get better, like how they were early, like the first 4 games, when they were, 5-1 in the beginning, and they were playing great defense, if they could keep that up and bring that back, because I feel like the defense has been, not good.
And let me know, Sudi, when Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly and all those guys are walking through the door, Sudi. Let me know.
For this team to be 10-3, and thanks for the call, Muhammad. Appreciate it. For this team to be 10-3,
Brandon Spike's playing on one leg. He's playing on one leg. I mean, Aqib Talib playing on one hip. It's duct tape and band aids holding
this team. This team deserves to be 10-3. The fact that they are 10-3 with everything that's happened. They deserve to be 13-0, just the way things have gone.
But let's be realistic. I mean, we go from the first half of the season, the defense carrying this team, willing this team to win, and covering for an offense that was underperforming because number 87 wasn't in the lineup. You lose basically at least 25%, if not more, of your starting defense. And including a guy who you might not call a starter in Tommy Kelly, but that played a pretty significant role, you know? And all of a sudden, I'm sorry, the phone's ringing in the background. That's really annoying.
You're pulling double duty. You're pulling triple duty back there.
But hang on. I'm going to answer this phone. You keep talking.
We'll let Kevin answer the phone because we know that they are they're lighting up right now. 855-PATS-500, the Ace Ticket Hotline. Just have a tweet from Tom E. Curran. According to a source, no fracture for Gronkowski. Exact diagnosis not established, but not expected to be positive.
No.
Quote, doubts return. in 2013.
I was hoping he broke his leg and that it would be out for the year, because a broken leg is something that I think you can heal easily, more easily from than a completely blown out knee.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point. And we already said Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports 1 reporting a torn ACL, according to his source, MRI tomorrow to confirm that. And Kevin, you can tell me if I'm crazy, but if it's just a torn ACL, I would sign for that.
Yeah,
and
I
say,
mean,
okay.
I mean, I was hoping for some sort of a broken bone, but right. I guess I'll settle for one. One is better than both ligaments. We'll put it.
Yeah, if it was ACL, if it was everything in his knee.
It's like the Brady injury where you tear your ACL, your MCL, your PCL.
Yeah.
Every L you have in your knee. I mean, that's obviously it's better to have one tear than three.
Yeah, and we've seen. You can't, I mean, it's hard to compare one athlete to another, but with the advances in how, technology and medicine and whatever you want to call it, that athletes, this is an injury, if it is a torn ACL, it's an injury that 20 years ago, I mean, derailed careers.
To get back to my original point.
Yeah.
Which I was so rudely interrupted from.
By the phones ringing.
Yeah, you have a defense that carried you for basically a whole half a season, and that not only kept you in games, but helped you win games when the offense was sputtering. The offense was drastically different when Rob Gronkowski came back. I don't care if Amendola is healthy, if he's ill, if he's on the bench. I don't care. Like, Amendola is not, he's not even close to as important as number 12 or number 87. I mean, I would like, coming into the season, I thought he might be, and I was on that hopeful bandwagon that he could bring to the table what Wes Welker brought, but he hasn't, and I don't think he will. So you have this defense that carried you. You lose all pros, in the middle of that defense along your front line. You have your all-pro cornerback who at sometimes can barely get off the field, can barely walk. You have Brandon Spikes in the middle who's clearly playing on one leg. I mean, this defense, Scott, we go from that, where your defense is winning games, to the Browns have the ball with 31 seconds left on their own 20-yard line with no timeouts, and I am visibly concerned that they're going to get in field goal range.
They almost did. They
gained 30 yards in 11 seconds and got out of bounds both times the first two plays of that drive, Scott. That, to me, is like, that speaks volumes about where this defense is. They gave up... What was the final? They gave up 26 points today to Willis McGahee, Jason Kane. I mean, I get it. Josh Gordon's a great player. He's a great player. He made a great play, took it to the house. I get it. But he is their offense, Scott. There's nobody else. I mean, Jordan Cameron made a couple nice catches, but let's be honest, Scott. When Jordan Cameron made those catches, including the one for a touchdown, there was nobody in the picture. Like, blown assignment, gamble, I don't care what it was. There was nobody even close. So... Now, Muhammad or, some of the callers that are playing devil's advocate here and saying that kind of downplaying the significance of Gronk. By the way, Wes Welker looks like he might be hurt here.
And there's a little skirmish breaking out between
hopefully
Tennessee.
It's not
I didn't,
too
didn't see the play. I'm going to guess there was some sort of helmet hit.
Hopefully it's not too terrible. But what I'm trying to say here is now you have this defense, right, Scott, that I'm worried about that they're going to give up a field goal in 31 seconds to a Browns team. On their own 20-yard line with no timeouts, I'm concerned they're going to give up 3 points and lose the game. You have this defense now in a position where now the offense, Scott, needs to carry the defense. Whereas the defense carried the offense, the first half of the year. Looks like, what do you think? That might be a concussion for Welker?
That might be.
We're going to play TV doctor here.
Could be a concussion. It looked like he got his head.
He is on his feet, though.
Looked like he got his neck bent back. That hit didn't seem dirty or anything
though. And unlike a lot of the other receivers in this league, if there's one guy that can come back from a hit like that, it's this guy right here after watching Ryan Clark almost decapitate him,
It looks as if the defender was just going down to make
it
the play.
It was awkward. Yeah. It was awkward. And I mean, Welker's going down. He's going down. It is what it is. He walked off the field under his own power. I think he'll be fine.
All right. That's good. Well, that's good to see.
But anyway, my point is now you're relying on the Patriot offense without Rob Gronkowski to carry this team. Okay. With a defense that is so banged up, I don't know what to call it. It's a mash unit, Scott. So I look at this team as, can this offense score 30 to 40 points a game and win you these shootouts that you're going to need to play with this defense? And I say absolutely not. And that's the conclusion I come to.
Yeah. That was the question I was going to ask, so you answered it for me there. Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. We're here on the Xbox One postgame show. Patriots beat the Browns today, 27-26. You can also email the show at webradio@patriots.com. You can also tweet at me, at Sudikoff, S-U-D-I-K-O-F-F. You can also tweet at Kevin. I think he changed his Twitter name. I forget what it is.
It's at @PATSRadio_Kevin.
I like that.
Pats, I went with something more official.
PATSRadio_Kevin. So if you can't spell my name, you can tweet that to him. And
so if you want to yell at me and tell me I'm crazy, I welcome it. Bring it on. Just give me a follow and start tweeting at me.
@PATSRadio_Kevin said a couple of times that he would trade 3 Patriots wins or make them losses to get Rob Gronkowski 100% and playing on the field in the playoffs. If, of course, we find out tomorrow that he will not be playing in the playoffs, all sources and things of that nature indicate that he will not be. But tomorrow we could probably hopefully get official word. All right, back to the phone lines. Jeff in Vegas, you've been waiting for a while. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. Oh, it's always nice after a victory, but as one caller said, it seemed as if the game was lost once Rob Gronkowski got hurt, unfortunately.
Well, how did they do before Rob Gronkowski got hurt?
They weren't doing too well either, so.
And how did they do in the first half against the Texans?
So I'm assuming that you're saying that they can do fine without him.
Well, I completely, with tremendous respect to Kevin Collins, wholeheartedly disagree. I mean, they can't. How did Cleveland, who on paper New England should have steamrolled, completely dominate them in all phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and coaching, into the last minute of the game? So what it comes down to, Kevin, you do not want to trade this injury for 3 losses. You want to somehow get this bye and hope you can just show up and play well for 2 games and then worry about it being the Super Bowl.
I just think I think the sample size is too big, Jeff, without him. And from what I've seen, I don't have any confidence in this offense without him. I have no
doubt. Well,
how
are they playing? Kevin, how did the Browns just play lights out the entire game? In fact, they were, Gronkowski is exposed to so many hits because they know where Brady's going with the ball, and they teed off on him all game long. It looked like before that, he got his ankle twisted again on one of those trying to pull out of a tackle.
Yeah, no, I mean, every time he catches the ball, I pray that he just falls over or goes out of bounds on his own. That's what it's come to. But because I feel like that, like, I would argue, Jeff, on offense, at this point, from what I've seen from Tom Brady as well, and the way that he's played this year, I think number 87 is your best offensive player, and he's your most important.
By the way, I just want to cut in, because this day has been ridiculous in the NFL, with just the snow and the crazy play in the Ravens-Vikings, and the Steelers almost had a miraculous play late. Matt Prater just kicked a 64-yard field goal for Denver. In Denver, yes, we know, but still, impressive. So, all right, back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, unbelievable. That Ravens game, oh my goodness. It turned 4 times. There were 4, like, 80-yard plays in the last 2 minutes. Ridiculous. And then the Steelers, yeah, exactly. So, you know, Glenn Ordway was just tweeting out, oh, if Denver loses, New England can have the number 1 seed. I mean, Denver's going to, you know.
It's a one-point game now, 21-20, yeah.
Exactly.
But You'll make it my point.
Back to what I was saying, that a healthy Rob Gronkowski is not the key to getting to the Super Bowl. The key to getting the Super Bowl is coming out and playing well and executing in your, hopefully, your 2 playoff games before the Super Bowl. So all the Patriot haters, yeah, we trade, we would have lost and have Gronk healthy going forward. Today's win, though, is huge, Kevin. And all the New England haters, I mean, the entire country was.
I don't feel like it is, Jeff. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I understand. No, I understand completely. And everyone, all the haters out there were in complete glee. I was in the sports book. Everyone, well,
you beat a 4-8 football team at home, Jeff. And it took a sheer miracle to do it.
Something you haven't done in 19 years.
I mean, come on. It took an act of God almost for them to win this game.
Did they have Rob Gronkowski on their team?
The Patriots?
The Browns.
No, they might as well have with Jordan Cameron the way the Patriots defense played.
But then how do they dominate New England at home? Just because New England isn't as good?
Because because New England just didn't show up.
Well, I think the Browns, I think They made every play. They just steamrolled New England at home. You got to hope that in the playoff games, you steamroll the two playoff teams that play well in the playoffs.
See, to me, Jeff, I mean, the Browns were pretty vanilla with what they did, especially in the first half, to get the lead. I don't think they did anything out of the ordinary or anything that the Patriots weren't prepared for. I honestly don't, Jeff. I mean, they handed the ball to Willis McGahee. They made Campbell look like Philip Rivers or Eli Manning. I'd take your pick. Pick any mediocre quarterback. Jason Campbell is not even a mediocre quarterback, Jeff.
I agree. I was tweeting that all day long. But that defense, that Cleveland defense with Gronkowski, made the Patriots earn every inch they got right up until the end when they couldn't score from the 1 yard line. They couldn't run it in at the end. You know, it took effort on that first touchdown at the end.
And I agree with you, Jeff. I agree with you. But basically, my point isn't necessarily with the Patriot offense necessarily. How often do we hear Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in their postgame press conferences after a win speak about playing complementary football? The defense picking up the offense when it can, the offense picking up the defense, special teams pitching in. We hear it all the time. And today was anything but complimentary for pretty much 58 minutes of the game. And it, with this defense, Jeff, my point about Rob Gronkowski is more about the defense even than it is the offense. This team has basically warped into this kind of, they had a stable of backs, a pretty good defense, a dominant tight end, and a couple token wide receivers with a Hall of Fame quarterback. At the start of the year, this team was built for January. And now I feel like all of a sudden we're back in 2010, 2011, and it's going to be a white knuckle ride. You're going to have to pray to score 30, 35 points and try to win a shootout. And we've seen since, including 2007, that doesn't work. So that's my point, Scoot. That's my point, Sooty. And I'm not backing off it. I thought about it all day.
I know we were just talking about how we talked about the last onside kick. I may have misspoke about the exact date of it. It wasn't the playoff game. It was the following year, the opening game of the season, September 3rd, 1995, against I'm seeing conflicting reports right now, because they showed the video of it, and it looked like it was in Cleveland. And this game they played against the Browns, September 3rd, 95, was at home. So I'm going to go back to what I said. It was the playoff game. And the tweet that I see from a beat reporter, I won't call him out.
It's he who shall not be named.
Not be named. Will not throw him under the bus. But it was not September 3rd, 1995. Well, maybe both games. We don't know. But pretty sure it was the playoff game back in January of 95. Either way, it's been 18 or 19 years since the Patriots recovered an onside kick. The details exactly when it happened aren't that really important. 855-PATS-500 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. This is the Xbox One postgame show. I'm your host, Scott Sudikoff, filling in for Mark Bertrand. By the way, congratulations to the Bertrand family on the new addition. That is why I am here, sitting in his chair here today. Back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, and let's go to Methuen, Massachusetts, and talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on? I had two little quick points here. One was basically what we could take away from this game is how good Shane Vereen has been. And I think this kid could be definitely like some sort of like legit superstar. I mean, if we can get him involved early on drives, I think hitting him in the short passing game, I think he could basically take over games and sort of like fill in like all the holes that we have on defense and now with Gronk. And my other point basically was just, you never want to trade a player for a playoff game. You always want to have just two playoff games before the Super Bowl. You don't want to give yourself another 60-minute playoff game, because that's basically could lead to injuries or people having more film and stuff like that.
You make a good point, and you're referring to what Kevin is saying, that
help me out here.
Three losses.
Yeah,
for
so help me out here, including 07, and I'm asking an honest question. How many times have the Patriots had the bye and won the Super Bowl?
What was that? Probably like 2001.
I think they've had it around three times, maybe more, in the last 6 or 7 years. They've had the bye, and it has not yielded a championship, and it's only yielded one trip.
But all five times that they've been in the Super Bowl, in the Belichick
had the bye.
Radio, they've had the bye.
I'm saying I'm not saying that it's not important.
Right, you're saying
but I feel like they're I I'm just one of those guys that feel like it's important to be healthy and have your, you know, have your best players on the field and be playing well. And I'd rather play that extra game. I don't care. I think the Giants have proven to us, as much as I was so anti being able to win three games, you know, to get to the Super Bowl.
The Ravens just did it.
Yeah, especially like winning road games too, Scott. You know what I mean? But if anything, these runs have shown me it's so important to A, be healthy, and B, have a team that comes together and plays well at the right time, and to catch that lightning in a bottle. And that there's something to be said for that. And if it means playing an extra game, but having your team playing well and being healthy, then I'm not as worried about that extra game. I'm not, call me crazy, but I'm not as worried about going and having to play Peyton Manning in January in Denver when it's 10 degrees out and the wind's blowing sideways and it could be snowing. Like, I'm just, after what we saw here and after what we've seen of Peyton throughout his entire career, I'm not as worried about having to play playoff games, period, and then playoff games on the road, given what the Patriots are up against in the AFC.
I agree with all that and everything, but I'm not even worried about Peyton. I'm just saying you could run into anybody on the road. You know what I mean? Having them at home, I would rather have Cincinnati
at
home.
Yes, and I totally agree with you. The statistical probability of winning in the playoffs is probably better for any team at home.
And so, with our home advantage?
But I'm with you. But we're making sort of a devil's advocate type of bet here. Like, if you know how you can make a deal with the devil for, you know, get whatever you want for your soul? We're saying, if the devil came to you today and said, hey, you know, you're going to go in as the 5 or the 6 seed, you're going to be a wild card team playing on the road wild card weekend, but you're going to be completely healthy, not completely healthy, but as the Patriots are constituted with a healthy Gronk in the defense they have, I would feel better about my chances given the team that in the way that they're built right now, which is not the way that they were built to open the season. I would feel better with Gronk. And if the defense had Will Fork, Mayo, Tommy Kelly, a healthy Talib, and a healthy Spikes, I'd probably be singing a different tune right now, but I'm not. The fact is, all those injuries have happened, and with the way that this defense is playing, giving up 31 points to Houston, giving up 26 points to Cleveland at home in the cold, I don't have any faith that this offense can continue to score 30-plus points a game and try to win these shootouts because the defense can't stop anybody or get off the field. I don't have any faith in that.
Yeah, I do agree on that. And I'd pretty much sell my soul for Gronk back now, too. So
he's just talked you into it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for the call. 855-PATS-500 if you want to join the conversation on the Ace Ticket Hotline, webradio@patriots.com. I promise we'll get to some emails eventually, but the phone lines are just are full for the most part. Well, we have a couple open lines if you want to join. 855-PATS-500. And webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And Patriots with a victory on the scoreboard, 27-26. The more important news, the bigger news, Rob Gronkowski leaving the game with an apparent right leg injury. Jeff Howe of the Boston Herald has tweeted, "The Herald has learned Rob Gronkowski has suffered a torn ACL." That goes with what Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports 1 saying a source has told him that a torn ACL, MRI tomorrow to confirm. They're just keeping an eye on the different reports coming out, but obviously that's two reports there that are saying the same thing. Tommy Curran tweeted that there was no broken bone. He was actually responding to a tweet that someone asking reported a torn ACL, is that in doubt? And Tom said, I don't know that to be established. It's suspected, though. So it seems across the board that torn ACL is the suspected injury for Rob Gronkowski. MRI to confirm that tomorrow. Goes without saying he'd be lost for the season unless he is just some ridiculous Superman. But obviously probably will be out for the season with what appears to be all reports and sources indicating a torn ACL. And it obviously did not look good for anybody watching, saw the video, saw the game. Had his foot planted in the ground, took a hit in the knee from TJ Ward. Clean. I mean, it's a legal play, and just bad luck. I don't know how the Patriots sideline viewed it. Maybe initially they thought something dirty, but if I were to bet, I would say the Patriots, you know, locker room and coaches aren't going to be upset thinking that was a dirty hit or anything that should have been a penalty It's one of those bang-bang plays that there were saw people on Twitter and whatnot saying, oh, but, you know, he could have hit him in the midsection, and he could have hit him in the thigh. But really, in a split second, 100 miles per hour, going to tackle Rob Gronkowski, one of the best tight ends, or maybe the best tight end in the NFL, you're just thinking about getting him down. So you're, as my friend Matt Chatham, who appears on WEEI a lot, he tweeted saying that, you know, defenders don't pinpoint in a location. They either go high or low. And right now, you're not really allowed to go high. So you're going to go low, and that's what happened. Knee contact and just bad break for Rob Gronkowski. 2 inches further up, maybe he hits his thigh. Gronkowski has a thigh bruise, and things are different. But no one's called in, and I don't think any emails say that. They think that's a dirty hit. But if you happen to think it was a dirty hit or illegal play, you are more than welcome to call in 855-PATS-500 or email at webradio@patriots.com. But to me, it wasn't. Seemed legal. Just bang, bang, tough play, and it's football. I guess that's sometimes the overall thought. It's football. Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. Let's go to Joe in Pittsburgh. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, first question. Can you get that 2 callers ago, Jeff, can you get him a meeting with the front office?
Jeff in Vegas?
Patriots will never lose a game. You got to get them out there to Foxborough so he can write the shit. He had an answer for everything. But anyway, No, what I wanted to say was it's terrible what happened to Rob. And you know what? But there is an element. I don't want to say it was a cheap play because, but first of all, at that level, they can pinpoint where they're going to hit. You can put your helmet on an ear hole and knock somebody out. And he did intentionally go low and take out his leg.
Yeah, that's how you tackle somebody sometimes.
The alternative is he goes in at the knee, above the knee level or the hip, and he gets a concussion himself.
Okay.
You know, you go high, you're going to get in trouble. You go to, can you imagine that a defensive back coming up, giving up maybe 70 pounds to Rob Gronkowski, and his leg is coming up, and his knee delivers a blow to your head that's going to knock you out.
So, I mean, so what you're saying is that, in essence, he had no choice. That's the play he has to make in that situation.
Well, you know.
Other than just letting him go.
No. A lot of guys in the NFL, as you can see, they don't wrap. They still don't tackle properly. They don't bring their arms, and they just use themselves like a missile. And it was poor tackling, and I believe poor technique. They're in a mentality where they have to get him down any way they can, and he did do that. So I put more of an onus on the fact that the rules are the way they are than the guy was cheap. But you know
but the rules are the way they are because. Let's just say this hypothetical situation. On that hit, Rob Gronkowski, would you rather him have a torn ACL or have a neck injury, a head injury, a concussion, God forbid something more serious like we've seen with neck injuries? I would assume take a torn ACL every time. So if the rule is to avoid players getting injured for life versus a torn ACL. Yeah, a torn ACL might...
The goal is to have players...
Torn ACL least... might ruin his career.
Yes.
A head injury will ruin your life, potentially. So that's what the rules are for. So, I mean, yes, the rules force it to happen, but if you're... I'm not saying you're complaining, but if people are complaining about it, kind of have the priority in the wrong spot.
But the problem is if he comes... You know, all they talk about is proper technique. All they talk about is teaching kids proper technique, which is important. If that defensive back comes up to tackle Rob with proper technique, he's probably going to get trucked.
Oh, yeah. That's Rob Gronkowski, though, right?
Yeah, but I think the defensive back has to take that chance. I mean, how often over the past year have they been talking about they're not going to be allowed to go high, so they're going to have to go ultra low, and you're going to see more ankle and knee injuries, and that's what just happened.
Yeah, and. Again, like I said, and thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Like I said, obviously, I think anybody with half a heart or a brain would always choose a torn ACL or a broken ankle over any type of head injury nowadays, and more severe neck injuries that, you know, we've seen in football in the past and recently. And one quick thought I had before we go to a break here, and Bill Belichick will be on the other side, his sound from his press conference. It's one of those things where you have these rule changes in the NFL, but these are players that have been playing the game a certain way for how long, you know, through college, through high school. It's not going to be overnight that a player is going to be able to change the way he goes and plays, especially a secondary type of player, going low, going high. So that's why, obviously, you still see some of the illegal hits or the targeting penalties. I mean, I might be crazy, but it's going to take not a generation. It's going to take, you know, 5-10 years for hopefully the goal here is to eliminate any type of hit that's going to cause serious injury. So maybe it's going to take 5-10 years as the new players learn how to do that at lower levels and come up. You know, a 10-year veteran in the NFL, it's probably tough for him to change the way he plays at certain times. So that's just a thought that came into my head, because trying to get in the head of a defensive player who's thinking high, low, do I wrap him? I never played in the NFL, but I feel as if most NFL defensive players, if you ask them in that moment, do you have the ability to decide, I'm going to hit his rib cage on the fourth rib? No, he's going high or low. He's going to hit where he can hit. He's going to avoid the head now because it's going to be a penalty. He hit his knee. He could have hit his thigh. He could have hit his ankle. I mean, it happened to be his knee, and unfortunate break for the Patriots. So on the other side of this break, we'll hear from head coach Bill Belichick. This is the Xbox One postgame show on Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Xbox One Postgame Show. Scott Sudikoff here with you, filling in for Mark Bertrand here today. And I'm 2 for 2 on the fill-ins postgame show. Remember, it was the Saints game that I was here for and with the nice epic comeback. Yeah, I wasn't here for the Broncos comeback, but we'll let that one go. But I was here today as well, so I'm 2-0 on the SC. Well, the Patriots are 7-0 at home this year, so I can't take too much credit for it. 855-PATS-500 is the number to call the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com if you want to email in. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear from the head coach, Bill Belichick. But first, we'll go back to the phone lines. Joel in Atlanta. What's going on, Joel?
Hey, Sudikoff, Kev, what's going on?
Not much, just enjoying another victory, although I guess some people are alluding to it's more somber than you would want for a couple of reasons. Not playing that great and the injury.
I mean, it was ugly, but, you know, at the end of the day, a win's a win. I think Gronk had it coming, and the reason why I say that is because what we did during the offseason by picking up Amendola when Wes left, and then, of course, the issue with Aaron, not putting guys around Gronk that complements him. I mean, we had it last season, but this season, I mean, of course, we're lacking at the wide receiver position. I mean, and I think a lot of times is that Brady, I mean, he's always looking Gronk's way. I mean, even when Gronk is not open, he's going in the triple coverage with Gronk. And I think that, you know, Gronk had it coming. I mean, he's a big guy. He doesn't like to go down. And just like Kev was saying, he wishes that Gronk would just go down or go out of bounds itself. And when that play happened, I turned to my wife. I'm like, oh, man, he's going for the season. Just looking at the way he went down, I'm like, man, oh, man, I just wish that maybe it was maybe a bruised knee or something. But I once I seen it on a replay, I'm like, he's gone for the season.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, Joel, that, Tom, I mean, he's – he's his favorite. I mean, maybe last year Welker was his favorite guy, but now you'd have to assume that Gronkowski's his favorite guy, and he wants to get him the football because when he has the football, good things happen.
True.
And that puts him in situations where, yeah, he's going over the middle with four guys surrounding him, two of them running full speed at him. And in a way, you make a point that it was, you know, it was almost bound to happen, that he's going to take a big hit over the middle because in the end, yeah, he at times seems like a Superman and he can bounce off people. But when it comes to your knee and ligaments, you get hit in the right spot. And I mean, every single player, every single person in the world would have got hurt there, right? Agreed. Sure. It doesn't matter who you are. You get hurt most likely on that play, unless you're Gumby.
But one other thing, guys. I still think that we're still a force to be reckoned with. In the AFC, I still think we're a better team than Denver. Of course, we beat them. I think we're a much better team than, who else is left? Bengals,
Colts, Baltimore, Colts. Miami still in the mix.
We're a much better team Chiefs. Without Gronk against those guys. It sucks that, you know, he might be going for the season, but I think that with Shane Marine playing good, and you know what? I think what the Patriots got away from, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but with LeGarrette Blount running in starting, and he was picking up fourth down in the first quarter, I think the Patriots should have kept on with him. I believe, and again, I love Ridley. But he haven't, of course, we all know he has an issue with his hand. But I think LeGarrette Blount should be the starting running back for the Patriots. And when we picked him up during the offseason, I told my wife this, I swear to you, when he came into the league, I told my wife, I'm like, that's who we need as a running back. And he got drafted to Tampa Bay. I'm like, man, we just missed out on a good running back. And for us to come back and get him during the offseason, I think it was a great pickup. But I'll let you guys go. I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And we got this in the bag. We got to get on our things and make sure that that we play 60 minutes of football.
All right, Joel, thanks for the call. I like the confidence. And we're not, I mean, I don't think Kevin is writing off the Patriots all the way. I don't think, I mean, if you said, I mean, Kevin, what
being realistic.
Realistic, right. But in percentage wise or chances, you still think the team can play well enough to, you know, if it's two games, you know, three games in the playoffs, they could win them.
I think
it's just the chances are
exponentially less.
Right.
And I think that it would take something pretty special, from the defense.
Right.
And something that we haven't seen the last 3, 4, 5 weeks from the defense for this team to have a chance to win.
Now, he mentioned that he thinks the Patriots are a much better team than both Cincinnati and Denver. Well, they've had head-to-head matchups.
And what do you say to that, Scott?
Well, against Cincinnati, they scored, what, 6 points?
6 points.
And lost that game 13-6.
If I remember correctly, they scored six points.
That game was awful. Denver, yeah, you won in overtime. Got help from Wes Welker slightly.
Very fortunate break, and it took almost an entire overtime to end that game. And I would really like to see if you played the Broncos 100 times and spotted them 24 points, how many games you win if that's the game of roulette.
And how many of those games do you end up losing it by 35 points?
Exactly.
So
Denver team that was down 21-10 maybe 20 minutes ago and is now on the verge of going up 35-21. So
now, if we play Cincinnati in the playoffs, oh, I just said we. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the fandom in me coming out. If they play Cincinnati in the playoffs, especially at home, I probably won't be too worried. But again, you had a head-to-head matchup. You lost 13-6. So yeah, in the back of my mind, I know that. But Denver, a different story with their offense. The defense can't stop them. I can't see, without Rob Gronkowski, being able to score 35 points and beating Denver again. So we'll have the chance to see that down the line.
If you wanted to say that the New England Patriots were better than the Denver Broncos, either at the start of the season or I'll say before today's game, I wouldn't have called you crazy. I would have disagreed with you, but I would have been willing to have a debate and have a discussion. If you subtract your best offensive weapon for the season with a torn ACL in today's game and still maintain that this football team in New England is better than the Denver Broncos, I can't even address that because it's not a legitimate statement.
So Patriots today, 27-26 victory over Cleveland at Gillette Stadium. Here at Gillette Stadium, we're inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studio, just away from one of the tunnels that leads you out onto the field.
Touchdown Denver, by the way, for that god-awful team.
So they are now up 30. They will be up 34-21 when they were down 21.
They're on the verge of having 34 or 35 points, depending on if they go for two, with 7.5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They're on the road to a 50-burger, as we say.
Yeah, they're doing better than that other team that wore orange today and played a sport. That was Knicks. They lost by 41 points to the Celtics.
Go green!
Wow. Of course, Patriots 27-26 victory today. Bill Belichick, after the game, probably plenty of questions about Rob Gronkowski.
That was another wild one. Once again, got to give our team a lot of credit for the way they played. Plays were made there at the end of the game, and some real good individual efforts. Got a lot of obviously contributions from everybody. Huge kick by Steve, and a couple big scores there offensively. Able to keep them out of field goal range at the end. So Cleveland played about like I thought they would. I mean, they're young, they're aggressive. They played hard, they played well. We certainly have a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things we got to do better, but it's always good to come out with a win in spite of everything that happened. And Rob was taken to the hospital for observation on an evaluation on his injuries, so that's all I have on that.
Coach, with these comeback wins, Saints, Broncos, and now today, what does that say about your football team, just a football team in general, the ability to make these unbelievable comebacks?
I don't know. I mean, each one has its own dynamics and, and special circumstances. But, we had to make just about every play that we made at the end today, and fortunately we did. Usually when you put yourself in that kind of situation, it doesn't always happen that way. And if one little thing goes wrong, then it doesn't work out. But, fortunately it did today.
Bill, when you pick the type of onside kick to use there, is that a scheme thing against what you think they're going to do or what Gus Stevens' best onside kick is? What type?
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about the strategy. That stuff's going to come up again. We do what we think's best. Let's put it that way.
Thoughts on a game like that? Is it elation that you managed to pull out the win, or is it disappointment that you were in this situation?
No, we're excited to win. Absolutely, we're excited to win. It's hard to win in this league, and Cleveland's a good football team, and they played well today. And no, we're definitely excited to win. Yeah.
It's difficult for defensive backs in this NFL to target the correct spots on players. Do you have any issue at all with T.J. Ward going low on Gronk in that situation?
I think that's a question you should take up with the league, huh?
Have you ever had a feeling like this after a game like that? I mean, how do you even put it into words? It's just such a...
I mean, I just tried. Sorry if it wasn't good enough for you. Just tried the best. We put ourselves in a bad situation. We're down by whatever it was, 12 points. Went into our two-minute drive, hit a couple plays, got the ball down the field. We had an extra timeout because we didn't stop them down there. They threw the two passes in those kind of run-it type situations. Or good calls by Norv and, well executed, obviously, by Cleveland. And so we didn't get to use our final timeouts. And fortunately, had one left there. We tried to run the ball in, and they stopped us. So, we had an extra timeout to use there to give ourselves a little bit more time, and then the onside kick and trying to get the ball down the field again. So, and we're just playing it one play at a time. That's all you can do. Is if you're down by two scores, all you can do is score once and then get the ball back and then score again. You can't score 14 points in one play, so it's a sequence and series of plays. I don't know how else to put it. Find somebody more eloquent to do that.
So talk about the contribution of the running backs today, offensively.
Yeah, well, your contribution from all of them, you know, like we usually do. I mean, got a lot of confidence in all those guys. They all do a good job. And we ran with the ball. We caught it. Made some big plays in different ways, coming out of the backfield, checkdowns, runs. So, you know, getting in the end zone. So those, you know, those guys did a good job. I mean, obviously, we got to play more consistency. We, you know, we had our moments, and then we had a lot of moments that weren't very good, too. But you know, we had some production.
Bill, from where you were watching from, did you see any issue with Ward's hit on Gronkowski?
Oh, man, it's not for me to judge.
Bill, is the victory tempered at all by his injury?
Well, I mean, you know, anytime a player gets hurt, you never want to, you know, it's never, you never like to see that. But I don't even know what the extent of his injury is yet, so I don't want to jump to conclusions on that. You know, I've seen Tom do this many times before, so I think it's probably all been said before, but, you know, he did it again. That's what it says. He did it again. Him and a lot of other guys, they had a lot of help out there.
Questions, guys? It's really getting stretched here. Have you been in a situation like this where it's been this bad?
What now?
The next man up with these injuries. It's just really stretching me.
Just take it one play at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time. So, but it is, we'll deal with whatever we have to deal with.
Mulligan, when you try to jump over the defender, is that something that you coach, or is he just trying to jump over the defender?
Just being aggressive, trying to make a play. A lot of times when you see a big guy like that run with the ball, these guys will come in and you know, try to tackle low. I mean, certainly Cleveland's defensive backs do a lot of that. So he was trying to, you know, hurl the guy that he probably thought was going to go low.
How's he evolved positionally, I guess?
Well, you know, Shane, the more opportunity he's gotten, the more he's been able to do for us. And, you know, even his rookie year in the Kansas City game, you know, limited chances he had that year, you know, he was productive. You know, last year we had, you know, some depth in our backfield. And, you know, when he got an opportunity to play, he did a good job. He did, you know, he obviously had a great game against Buffalo, and then missed the next 8 weeks. So, you know, when he's been in there, he's been pretty productive for us. It's just, you know, there have been times and reasons over the course of his career, for one reason or another, where his opportunities have been somewhat limited. But when he's been able to, when he's been in there, and our other backs have done well, too. It's not like they haven't been productive. So, you know, they've all taken advantage of their opportunities. They all deserve to play, and they've all done well for us.
So the team plays so well when the game is on the line. How do you keep your team calm and not panic when there's a sense of urgency down the stretch?
Well, I mean, we practice all these situations, so, you know, I think it's just the recognition of, you know, this is what the situation is that we practice. This is what we need to do in this situation. We have to go out there and try to execute it. Yeah. That's, I mean, I think that's the short end of it. You know, you never know what's going to come up. You don't know what situations are going to happen in a game. You just have to take them as they come, and as they come, then you know, you have plays or you have calls or you have things that you've prepared for in those situations, and you just have to recognize that this is it and this is what we need to do. And I think that really is, you know, the entire team. It's not one guy. I mean, one guy can't tell 10 other guys what to do on every play. That as a team, we have to recognize that, and, you know, this is the situation, this is the play, this is what we're looking for, this is what we, you know, what we want to try to do. And again, overall, you know, our team's done a, you know, reasonably good job of that this year, particularly today. I mean, that's about as hard as it gets today, with, you know, being down by two scores with a minute and 2 minutes and, I don't know, 20 seconds or whatever it was left in the game, something like that. You know, we dug ourselves in a big hole, but, you know, they made the plays they needed to make to get out of it. So You got to give him credit for that. But, I mean, that's what we practice for.
That's the coach, Bill Belichick, after the victory today at the podium, 27-26. The Patriots beat Cleveland. There was a question right off the bat. All things, you know, how things have gone. Are you excited to win the game? And, yeah, Bill, of course Bill is happy they won the game.
What now?
Of course he's happy that they won the game.
What now?
It was a great question also in the middle there that he just didn't understand.
What now?
Which happens, I guess, a lot. but, you know,
then that's when they smoke it.
He says that, you know, yeah, we're excited to win. We're always, you know, it's hard to win in this league. But remember back, and Kevin maybe this made this point behind the glass, that remember when they beat New Orleans and that comeback, he came right out and said, you guys got to rewrite your stories. He was, you know, happy that they won and outwardly showing it. Obviously, when Bill Belichick speaks, it's hard to infer much. His tone of voice mostly changes, stays the same, excuse me. But, I mean, I think he knows things are not great right now with Rob Gronkowski getting hurt and the way that the game goes. He's not going to come out and say that, obviously. That's just the way he is.
I'm not really into solving the world's problems.
Exactly. He just, you know, he's just going to come out. He's going to give his normal sound bites for the most part and, you know, play it close to the vest. But, yeah, of course, they're happy to win. But I think he knows that situation is going to be drastically different going forward with today's performance and the injury to
what now?
To Rob Gronkowski. So there's that little takeaway from the press conference that, you know, happy to win, but doesn't sound too enthused about the overall game. Coming up a little bit later, we'll have Tom Brady. We'll hear from him. Patriots beat the Browns 27-26. The Xbox One post-game show. More to come on Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Back here on the Xbox One postgame show, Scott Sudikoff filling in for Mark Bertrand here today. The Patriots beating Cleveland 27-26. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the quarterback, Tom Brady. Let's go back to the phone lines, though, and head out to San Antonio and speak with Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Hey, good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, I just wanted to say it was a heartbreaking win, for starters.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Heartbreaking win, right.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, 10-3 with all the injuries and all, you know, with everything happened on the offseason with Walker and Hernandez, I mean, 10-3 is pretty good.
Yeah. Injuries all over the place, defensively specifically, and now today with Rob Gronkowski, and you described it as a heartbreaking win. You don't hear that very often, but when you lose a player such as Rob Gronkowski, that's the way you look at it. But Patriots deserve to be 10-3. I mean, they have done what they needed to do to win these games. So, you know, they're in a position where they could still make a run. Kevin might not think the chances are. I agree with him. The chances are exponentially lower if you take a guy like that out of the lineup, Rob Gronkowski. But the Patriots, at the very least, have put themselves in a position to make a run.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And Vereen since he's been back, has been really good, and I think Edelman has been good all season.
Oh, Edelman's been fantastic. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him contract-wise. If he gets the same type of Welker slot receiver treatment, or if the Patriots decide that maybe he's more remember, he's also a punt returner, and we see how valuable he is with that. So he has been maybe the MVP of the team this year. So that's how important he's been. What was that, Sarah?
Oh, that and Gostkowski. He's been too.
Yeah, another 50-plus yard field goal today. So, you know, the team, they have some pieces to do things, but I think the big problem will be defensively, because if the offense doesn't have all its weapons, can the defense do enough to be able to win a 13-10 game in the playoffs? I think that'll be the big question going forward.
Oh, yeah, and watching them all play has been very nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah, they keep it entertaining at least.
Entertaining.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'd say at least it's entertaining. You could still be entertaining and you don't have to win by one. And sometimes a 48-0 blowout is entertaining as well. So that happens too. Anthony in Tennessee. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, man, I didn't get to actually watch the game today. I'm in Tennessee, so, you know, some days I get them, some days I don't. But anyway, I got to see some of the replays. I just wanted to say I thought that onside kick was executed perfect. I know everybody talks about luck, but, I mean, it looked like those guys were ahead of the football with a wall, and it was just ridiculous. I'm really down on the whole Gronkowski situation. Hopefully he's good, but it's not looking good. I know we always talk about the next man up, but
is there really a guy next man up? That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, even if there was, I mean, Gronkowski, I got me and my friend, we call him Cheat Code. Gronkowski is a cheat code from Tecmo Bowl. I mean, Brady throw, Gronk catch, Gronk spike football.
What's Tecmo Bowl? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I had that game. I had the Tecmo, the second one, the Tecmo, I think it was Tecmo Super Bowl. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Patriots weren't very good in that game, let's be honest. They were awful.
Oh, no, yeah.
They were awful.
You're right. And I mean, probably what the last three or four games, they've been awful in the first half. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not
going
to say they're
I said, all right, Bill. You said it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm prior Navy, so I lived in Maine for about 4 or 5 years, and one of my chiefs always said that to me. It is what it is.
All right, Anthony.
But, it is what it is.
One last quick point. I've got like 15 seconds, Anthony, quickly. Anything else?
Yeah.
15 seconds, go.
I enjoy hearing you guys talk about the game, so I watch, you know, watch what I can, and I always listen to the post game and the pressers and the before. So, you know, you guys keep doing what you do, and really enjoy you guys. So, have a good night.
All right, thanks so much, Anthony. Patriots 27-26 victory against Cleveland. It was not a tie. 27-26 victory for the Patriots tonight against Cleveland. We heard from Bill Belichick already earlier.
Joe Hitchamit. Yeah.
The great Pete Shepard. Patriots 27-26 victory.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
I figured as a fellow Flash guy, you would get a kick out of those.
Oh, man. That's a tough one there. I've never done anything that bad. I've referred to a baseball player as a wrestler instead. I've done that.
It'll be John Halama on the mound against El Duque.
Those are some classic things. I was trying to say we heard from Bill Belichick earlier. Now it's time to hear from the quarterback, Mr. Tom Brady.
That was awesome. That was awesome. What a game. Just proud of the guys. Fought through a lot of adversity, a lot of mental toughness, so we grinded it out. Pretty sweet.
You ever fearful you're just having it too close?
I mean, we're not trying to, you know, give them those leads, and certainly, you know, our execution wasn't great, but we came through when we needed to. So we've been playing 60 minutes all year. We're 10-3, so it's good. It was a great win.
You know, Aaron's just been on the block, and obviously, you're taking a hot look. I don't know if you actually saw the hit,
Yeah, he did. I don't know, you know, what the circumstances are, but, you know, we're all there with him. So, you know, we love him. He's a big part of this team. So we'll see where he's at. Yep, I mean, that's, it hurts to see any of those guys go down. So certainly with Gronk, and we've sustained some pretty big injuries this year with, you know, really important, critical players. So we just got to keep bouncing back. And I always say no one feels sorry for the Patriots. I think we all feel sorry for Rob if he's, you know, but, you know, I don't think anyone feels sorry for the Patriots. But, you know, we're with them. We support them. You know. I'm not seeing it all at this point, so it's, you know, they make the rules, and, you know, you try to play within them, and, you know, you can't hit in the head, so you got to, you know, those guys, they're low in their target area, and it's unfortunate to see anyone get hurt. You know, it's a physical game, and you hate to see guys get hurt.
What is going through your mind pushing outside
the pitch back? It was unbelievable. I mean, it was a great, I came over to the sideline after we scored, and, Josh said, we're going for the middle bunt. And so I kind of stood up to get a good look, and he kicked a perfect ball. That was awesome. So, you know, we work on that all the time. You know, if it comes up once a year, great. And if it works, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, we got the PI and then scored on the next play. And, that was incredible.
Hey, you still got a ground down the field to score.
Yeah, we did, and we had a short field because they called the unnecessary roughness. So, you know, we're on the 40 and hit a play to Danny, then got the PI on Josh where he beat the corner, and then threw it in on the next play. So that was pretty awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Sure, and it doesn't look good there, you know, at that point, and they score and didn't look good, but, you know, we're just going to keep fighting, and sometimes you may come up short, but it's not going to be lack of effort or toughness, or, you know, we showed that we have some of that. So, thank you, guys.
Tom Brady after today's victory, 27-26 against Cleveland. This is the Xbox One post-game show. Scott Sudikoff here with you. Kevin Collins behind the glass, pushing all the buttons and making everything sound fantastic. Let's read some emails before we get out of here. And I would say beat the traffic, but there won't be any traffic left since it's already been a couple hours since the game ended. Rachel, emailing in, says they could possibly do something in the playoffs playing this inconsistently in terms of play and unfortunateness with injuries. I don't know what to say. It's either like this is a one and done or a Super Bowl win team type of season. It's that ridiculous, not just with the Pats, but with the NFL in general. Yeah, today in just crazy play throughout the NFL. So obviously snow played into some of that. And then I like how she takes like a full break in this email and then centers this next sentence and puts it in purple. On the upside, good old Billy Cundiff comes through for us again. So that was a nice little touch to make it stand out and put it in Ravens purple, I guess, even though he plays for the Browns now, but alluding to the kick.
That kick to go through, actually.
It was online.
It was way short. It wasn't even close. On TV, it probably looked like it was closer to being good than it was, but it was probably a good 5 to 8 yards short.
And we have another. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Another email from Bill Berry. It says, "Dear new guy," that's me, with Gronk getting hurt, it's obvious the football gods are angry. We need to sacrifice a virgin. Where is Eric Scalavino? And he says that you can clarify the inside joke.
They just like to give Eric a lot of, you know what, about his dating life and his, you know, kind of way with women, I guess, is the best way I can describe it. Much like yourself. You two would have a lot in common, you and Eric.
Oh, so you're saying we should go out trolling
for
chicks.
Sometime, you know?
Should go out looking for chicks. All right, that sounds like a plan.
Be his wingman.
He'd be my wingman. I got an email that says, I agree with Kevin. I think I'll read that one because that's rare. from Michael in Chicago. The season ended today. I could care less about the one seed without Gronk. Our red zone offense is not sufficient to make a Super Bowl run.
Now, Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
So, I mean, we know Tom always agrees with you, and Cal in Chicago agrees with you here today. Got a couple more emails before we get out of here. So many emails today. Unfortunately, I'd be able to get to all of them. A lot of phone calls. This was a type of game that gets a lot of reaction. Todd, lucky one today, waiting for the poor play in the first half to come back to bite them. On the Gronk hit, the worst thing the league ever did was allow hard helmets. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Guys throw themselves in the legs like a missile. They wouldn't do that if they didn't have the head protection they use as a weapon. I mean, yeah, that's obviously true. Pretty easy fix. If a player hits with his arms down and not out in front of him, it's a 15-yard roughing call. Guys grow up hitting and not tackling. Todd in, I think, Nova Scotia. That's a very out-of-the-box idea that probably will never happen because it would drastically change the game of football. And I don't, yeah, this, that won't happen. But I understand the overall point. Let's, how about one more email? Does that sound good, Kevin? One more email. See if I can find a good one here. Webradio@patriots.com.
Find a real special one.
Well, I mean, there's so many, it's hard to find a real special. I mean, they're all special, of course. All right, this guy's name's Scott, so I'm going to go to him. Scott in Suffolk County. Food for thought. Let Mallett start the game and Brady to play the second half to secure the win, or has Brady reached the point in his career that he needs the first half to get warmed up? Thoughts? Oh, as a hit and miss
pretty
on that.
Pretty clear that he needs something to get warmed up because it's taken him an awful long time to get going the last four or five games.
Yeah, there you go. Kevin has the response there for you. Thanks for the email, Scott. So that's just going to about wrap things up for us here on the Xbox One postgame show. Patriots with the 27-26 victory against the Cleveland Browns today. Thank all the callers and the emailers to the show. Also, Nate Solder for joining us on the postgame show from the locker room. We heard from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Heard a lot from Mr. Kevin Collins today, who, again, will trade three losses. He wants the Patriots to be 7. I guess the overall point.
The overall point
is you would take a healthy Rob Gronkowski and play as the sixth seed as long as the team was healthy.
Costly turnover by Chris Johnson. Denver, just to give you an update before we get off the air here, Denver is now up by 9 with the ball deep in Tennessee territory with about 10 minutes left in that game. It's not looking good for the Denver haters who want them to lose, including me. But yeah, it's not
in the end. If you're gonna have the two seed, you want the one seed.
Yeah, and just to go along with that, I would rather be wrong and have it benefit the Patriots.
Right,
of course. Put it that way.
All right, so we thank you for tuning in, and Mark will be back next weekend to steer the ship through the game against Miami. This has been the Xbox One postgame show. Scott Sudikoff signing off here on Patriots.com Radio.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com Radio.
Out of the I formation with Devlin, the fullback for Ridley, who takes the handoff, started up the middle, runs it right. A foot race to the 5. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Next Sunday, the Patriots head to South Beach to take on the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff from Sun Life Stadium is set for 1 p.m. For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com Radio all week long.
Brady with a check with me on a 3rd and 4 from the 10. Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.